Welcome to your five for the day. I wonder if you were caught up in Black Friday, as it is called. This expression has only been in our vocabulary in this country for a few years, but it has taken on a life of its own. I don't know whether you were affected by it, and whether you were one of the many who spent heavily, or whether it just passed you by, as thankfully it did my wife and I. I have looked up the origin of this expression for the purpose of this broadcast, as I had no idea where it came from. As ever, I find there are a number of suggestions, all from America. Some claim it originates in 1869 with two investors in the States who drove up the price of gold and caused a financial crash that day. Another claim suggests that police in Philadelphia had a Black Friday when a wave of shoppers invaded their town the day between Thanksgiving and something called the Army and Navy game. As a result, they had to work long hours to cover the crowds and traffic. Then another suggestion seems to be that by the late 1980s, this shopping spree became a national event, so the traders went from being in the red to being in the black. Whatever the origin, I'm glad to report that because of the bad weather on the day, it had no effect on our household. For me, however, I have another more important Black Friday to share with you. This Friday poses no doubts about its origin, although it took place nearly 2,000 years ago. It too involves crowds of people, none of whom were on a shopping trip, but all of whom had gathered in the city of Jerusalem. Thousands of people had descended on the city for their annual Passover feast, a time of great rejoicing, reminding them of their deliverance under Moses from the slavery in Egypt. Only this year's Friday was to be so different. It centered on a very familiar scene, that of crucifixion, outside the walls of the city of Jerusalem. The Roman occupiers had introduced this form of execution for serious offenders, and on this Friday, three men were to be crucified. They consisted of two hardened criminals and a man called Jesus. Throngs gathered around their crosses, and all sorts of abuse was hurled at them, especially at the man on the center cross. This lasted without let-up from 9 in the morning to midday. Then, without warning, and from nowhere, darkness covered the whole land as it literally became Black Friday. The Bible points out that at the end of the 3 hours of darkness, when normal daylight resumed, Jesus on the center cross cried, "My God, my God, why did you forsake me?" What the onlookers had failed to realize was that a unique payment had been made on that Friday. We can call it atonement money, a price paid to cover misdeeds. We can call it redemption money, a price paid to buy something back. We can call it ransom money, that which rescues someone taken captive. What it simply means is that in those dreadful hours of darkness, Jesus became answerable for the sin of the whole world. To pay this, he had to be forsaken of his God, who is so holy he cannot bear to look on sin, but sacrificed his Son Jesus that the price might be paid. However, after Black Friday came Resurrection Sunday, when Jesus rose from the dead to usher in a whole new chapter and opportunity for blessing. Dare I say it? The best bargain the world can ever have is now available, without money and without price. If you want to know your sins forgiven, then you can have it today and experience the eternal blessing of that first momentous Black Friday. make it worth his while. Make it worth your while, and trust him today. Many thanks as always for your company.